C.J. Johnson is a Sciatica shareholder and one of the most outspoken critics of the corporation. She says she started worrying a few years ago.
It was actually my uncle, Norman Johnson, who brought it to our attention. And he just kept bugging me, and I'm really glad he did, telling me to look at the annual reports. And I get them all the time. You know, I get them every year. And I kind of just grabbed them and put them aside and never really looked into them.
Johnson went to school for accounting, so she finally sat down one day with Sciatica's annual reports. She says she was floored by what she saw.
It was kind of insane because I saw that Sciatica was going under, that Sciatica was starting to tank. And I couldn't understand what was going on because at one point we were making $150 million in revenue every single year from contracts. And the next thing I knew, we were only making like $2 million, $3 million a year.
According to Sciatica's annual statement from 2010, the corporation made over $180 million in total revenue. In 2015, that number dropped to around $3 million.
We're going broke. We're going bankrupt. We have no money.
Like most corporations formed out of the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, Sciatica was issued land and has its own investments, from federal contracts with the military to commercial real estate both in Sitka and around the nation. Also, like most ANCSA corporations, Sciatica pays out distributions to its shareholders, or what's sometimes referred to as a dividend. C.J. Johnson says many of the more than 3,000 shareholders have come to depend on those checks.
Especially elders that really rely on those distributions, you know, just make ends meet or get caught up on bills or buy Christmas presents or even, you know, pay heating and fueling costs. And they really need it. And that's what I'm mostly worried about, is because there are elders right now that need those benefits.
Every shareholder was issued 100 shares when Sciatica was founded. At $5 a share in 2015, the maximum payout was two $500 checks or $1,000. Johnson, though, she fears the value of those shares may drop as the corporation's revenue drops. But the corporation is trying to cut costs. On January 13th of this year, President and CEO Ken Cameron issued a letter to its shareholders. Funeral benefits are being slashed in half, staff travel cut way down, and shareholders will now receive a distribution once a year instead of twice.
I mean, I think it's great to cut costs if the corporation needs to do that.
That's Ted Wright. He's a Sciatica shareholder and has served on the corporation's board.
But I guess the main point is, if they need to make that many cuts across the board, and that's an indicator that we're in serious trouble.
There is one number that would indicate otherwise. That's the CEO's paycheck. Ken Cameron's salary has continued to grow over the years. In 2015, he took home over $411,000. Here's C.J. Johnson.
It's great. You know, that's their paycheck. You know, if I had a job and somebody was trying to take it away from me, I'd probably fight for it too.
And Johnson says he may have to. Her main goal is to remove Cameron from office. She also says they're looking into hiring a forensic accounting team to look over Sciatica's books. Ken Cameron declined to comment about the corporation, and he says he has no plans of attending this weekend's meeting. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Russell.